Welcome to the latest Stockhouse Investor Podcast, where you get up-to-date information on the sectors, the companies, and the trends which are competing for your investment dollars. Today, we'll be speaking with the President and CEO of North Arrow Minerals, Ken Armstrong, to get the news on its new diamond discovery. Diamond exploration is a challenging business, a hunt for the proverbial needle in a haystack. Regional till sampling for kimberlite indicator minerals identifies broad areas of interest that often need multiple years of tighter-spaced follow-up sampling in order to narrow down their source areas. Airborne geophysical surveying can identify anomalies near these source areas. Ground geophysical surveying and drilling of these targets may then lead to discovery of kimberlite, the type of volcanic rock responsible for transporting diamonds to the surface from 150 kilometers beneath the surface. It's time-consuming and expensive, with no guarantees of any success. North Arrow Minerals is already assessing one needle, its Naujaat Diamond Project. That project contains a population of unique, fancy diamonds with a very rare orangey-yellow color that commands a premium in the gem trade. Now the company is reporting its second needle, a new diamond discovery on NAR's 100% owned Mel project. Mel is also located in Nunavut, on the Melville Peninsula, roughly 210 kilometers northeast of Naujaat. On October 16, 2017, North Arrow announced that a 62.1 kilogram sample had returned 23 diamonds larger than 0.106 millimeters in size. One of those diamonds exceeded 0.85 millimeters. New explorations identified kimberlite over a length of 100 meters. This is one of several kimberlite indicator mineral trains, KIM trains, already identified within the project boundaries. Equally important to the company and its shareholders, exploration results at Mel have been achieved very efficiently. Stockhouse recently had the opportunity to check in with NAR's president and CEO, Ken Armstrong, to dig beneath the surface of the company's new discovery. I'm Jeff Nielsen. On behalf of Stockhouse Editorial, I have the pleasure of speaking with Ken Armstrong. We're here today to learn more about North Arrow Minerals and its latest diamond discovery. Thanks for joining me today, Ken.
Well, thanks, Jeff. Thanks for inviting me in to talk about it.
Well, exciting stuff here, so let's dive right into the news that investors are waiting to hear about. But to start with, for newer investors, could you provide some brief background on the company?
Sure. North Arrow, we're listed on the TSX Venture Exchange under the ticker NAR, I think as you covered in the intro there. And we're a diamond-focused exploration company. It's not a big field of diamond explorers in Canada, and we think we've found a niche. We really started focusing on diamonds in 2013. We kicked that off very well by discovering a new diamond field in Saskatchewan that we call Piku. We've been working on that project as well as a portfolio of projects, and that's been our entire approach. As you mentioned, we've been focused on Naujaat and evaluating the Q1-4 kimberlite discovery and its population of fancy colored diamonds. But we've also been picking away at a number of other areas in Canada that we think are prospective. And one of those areas was Mel, where just this week we announced the discovery of kimberlite and more importantly, diamond-bearing kimberlite.
Big news for sure. But now you're no stranger to diamond mining. Could you tell us a little bit more about your own background?
Yeah, sure. I mean, all of the people involved with North Arrow have a strong background in diamonds. For myself, I was lucky enough as a student to start in the business and was employed by a predecessor company to De Beers Canada, taking till samples throughout Northern Ontario and Quebec and the Northwest Territories, which really gave me an appreciation for the technical details that are required to do the sampling work that's required to discover diamonds in Canada. And then I did some studying of it in university and then was working. And then after university, I went to Diavik and was employed by Kennecott Canada and involved in some of the initial resource modeling at the Diavik kimberlite, and in particular the A154 North kimberlite that's been part of that mine plan since inception. And it was there actually that I met my current chairman of North Arrow, Grant Thomas. He was the president, of course, of ABBA Resources, who is the partner on Diavik, and that sort of kickstarted that relationship as well.
Well, that's pretty impressive diamond background, but let's get right to the point here. NAR's second diamond discovery from a 62.1 kilogram sample. Could you please frame the results of the sampling for the benefit of the Stockhouse audience?
Yeah, I mean, the result is really encouraging in that finding kimberlite in the first place through prospecting, which is a very low-cost way of doing this. I mean, just stepping back a little bit, Mel is a project that we have been working at. It's relatively close to Naujaat, just a couple hundred kilometers away, which in Nunavut is relatively close. So we've been able to incrementally conduct till sampling programs to define a number of indicator mineral trains or KIM trains on the property. And this year we went up with a focus of prospecting heavily at the heads of those trains where they get cut off in the up ice direction. So we're kind of using the what our knowledge is of the glacial ice sheets during the last ice age when pretty much all of Canada was covered by glaciers, and those glaciers would move or flow across the land, and as they eroded bedrock, they could leave a trail of minerals from the rocks that they erode down ice, and one of those rock types could be kimberlite. And if we find minerals that are distinctive of kimberlite, we move our way up ice, almost like going upstream in a river, and then when the indicators stop, it means you should be close to a source. And we had a number of trains on this property where that stop has been defined really well, and the guys went up, prospected, found kimberlite and kimberlite float at the ML8 discovery, we're calling it, collected about 62 kilos and had it processed for diamonds. The way we process diamonds is through caustic fusion, and so that involves taking the sample. It is almost completely dissolved. Most of the silicate minerals and the other less resistive minerals are consumed in the process, and you're left with a very small concentrate that you then sort through, and diamonds are hardy enough that they survive that caustic fusion, and then we're looking for the diamonds, and they're called microdiamonds for a reason. They're all less than a millimeter in size, but it's the first indication that we look for when we make a discovery. We collect a sample, get an idea of whether there are any microdiamonds there. In the case of this result, with the 23 diamonds from the 62 kilos, as we mentioned, it's a really good start. It's a good number of diamonds, and I think more importantly, when we get the diamonds from a sample like this, we sieve them into different size classes. And so what's really important when looking at initial microdiamond results is looking to see if we're getting a spread of diamonds across the various size classes that we sieve the diamonds into. Because you want to see diamonds in the coarser fractions as you get coarser and coarser. Are those diamonds there? And in this case, we have quite a spread of diamonds between the 0.1 millimeter sieve class through all of the sieve classes up to the 0.85 mil fraction, which is really that 0.85 millimeter sieve is an important one because it's kind of that threshold into commercial size diamonds, and it allows you to show that it's not just possible that those diamonds are there, but that they are there, and it's always an encouraging sign.
So clearly these discoveries don't occur overnight, but you've made some very substantial progress. Now, on the October 16th news release, you indicated that the discovery at Mel has been produced cost effectively by prospecting rather than using a drill. How has North Arrow been able to generate such impressive results in this manner?
Well, a big part, I think, was the fact we were able to piggyback this work on the work we were doing down at Nauyat and able to get up there. We were already mobilized into this region of Nunavut, able to get there. And as I mentioned, prospecting at the head of the trains is a way to try and make a discovery without the use of a drill. A number of the kimberlites in the eastern Canadian Arctic that have been discovered previously do outcrop or occur in float. So we felt there was a reasonable chance of having success. So we took the shot of that and it proved to be successful. And we made the discovery, which is great.
It's always nice when a hunch pays off. But there are several equally promising targets at Mel that have yet to be tested. So what are the company's near-term plans for further exploration here?
Well, yeah, we've already have plans in place now to get a drill to the property next spring. We were able to identify one that's pretty close to the property. We have fuel in place that's close to the property, at the property right now, and also down at Nauyat where we're working. We'll need to do some more geophysical work to better define some of these other targets, but we have geophysical features that are in permissive areas, so under low-lying areas, or wet areas, that look very similar to the geophysical response that's associated with the ML8 discovery. So we're really encouraged that we have a number of these targets to drill test next year, and that will be our focus.
So I'm sure investors are also eager to see the drill go in there. Now, your release also indicates that a drill rig is presently located only 140 kilometers north of the Mel property. How important is this in terms of cost savings as you send in the drill rig for the first time?
Well, it's huge, actually. It's really important because having a drill so close allows us to get it there without having to plan a full year in advance. We are in Nunavut. We're up. The property is not quite 200 kilometers north of the Arctic Circle. We're close to the ocean, only about 20 kilometers away, but still it takes some planning to get stuff up there. If you make a discovery at this time of year, say, and you want to get a drill shipped up there, well, you're waiting till late next summer before that can happen. So having a drill within easy flying range allows us to get the drill mobilized in the spring and get started on our work right away next year, which is great.
So things are really falling into place at Mel. Now, the October 16th release also noted that future work at Mel will benefit from the previous knowledge you gained at your flagship Now Yet project. Could you explain more how you're able to piggyback on this previous work?
Yeah, we've been able to piggyback sort of all along when we've been in Now Yet. So Now Yet is a community of about 1,000 people. And the Q1 to 4 Kimberlite that we're evaluating is actually only about 7 kilometers away from the community. So very close. We work from town. But by being there, we're making plans, moving fuel in, as we did this year on the sea lift. We have crews there, core logging facilities. So it makes it much easier. We already have a helicopter there. So it makes it much easier then to move up the other 200 kilometers north to get to Mel and to start work. We'll also be doing work out of the community of Hull Beach, which is the closest community actually to Mel, further north on the Melville Peninsula. And we'll be able to stage work out of there. So there's a number of synergies, but just generally being in the area when it comes to working in Nunavut, to have a number of projects in the same area is very helpful from a logistics perspective.
So it's not easy to discover diamonds, but it gets a little bit easier each time. Well, let me provide a summary for our investors just to let them digest what we presented here. Discovering diamonds isn't easy. North Arrow Minerals has done it twice, and its Now Yet project has already been advanced to a resource estimate. With the company holding 4 other discovery stage properties, don't be surprised to hear about more diamond discoveries from NAR in the future. This is Jeff Nielsen. I've been speaking with Ken Armstrong, President and CEO of North Arrow Minerals. Thank you for spending time with me today, Ken.
Thanks, Jeff. I really appreciate the opportunity.
And for our listeners, thank you for joining us, and always, do your own due diligence before making any investment decisions.